That's not fair. You give a man a manicure and right away he thinks you're a hooker. Insulting creep. I mean, he really made me mad.
Well, I know how you feel, Miss Nuwana.
I gotta get back to the barbershop or I'll lose my job.
Okay, as soon as the judge sets bail, you can make arrangements.
Do I get my stuff back?
Everything but the scissors.
Look, why don't you be honest about it? We already got you on possession. Burglary is only a couple of years more.
I never robbed nobody. I found the stuff in an alley. I figured someone threw them out.
These bars are worth $12,000.
It's a very good neighborhood.
You got any more booking slips?
I ran out. I'm using my personal stationery. Help yourself.
Bernice and Phil.
Just cross us off. I did a long time ago.
Look at this. Wilson, DeLuca, and Feldman.
Gone.
Killed?
Laid off.
God, that's worse.
We expect more if the city doesn't get some more money soon.
What do you got for BCA?
Get a cage full. What took you so long?
There are only six of us downstairs. We had 14 guys laid off in the past 2 weeks.
It's over 2,000 cops all over the city.
It ain't gonna be safe out there in them streets.
Not with 2,000 unemployed cops running around loose. Come on, let's go.
You know, once upon a time when you would cross Washington Square, you used to be able to hear birds singing. Nowadays, you know what you hear? Stick them up, stop thief, help police. I'm telling you, everybody's going crazy out there.
Yeah?
I get nervous coming to work now. And I'm a cop.
Hey, John, pick up line 3, and I gotta get your signature on these reports.
No, and look, a man has to stop, take a breath, and regain his perspective.
Home.
I got it now.
Old prison detective, Sergeant Amenguala speaking.
Hey, the mayor's going to be meeting with state officials to obtain additional funds to prevent further layoffs.
Oh, man, they won't get no more money.
Why not?
Well, look, man, think of it this way. If you were the government and I was New York City, would you loan me any money?
How much?
Hey, man, they already closed down 3 fire stations. They could do the same thing to us.
Not as long as there's more crimes than fires. You see, the thing is that people commit crimes today to eat, but people don't set fires to eat.
They do. They want something hot.
All right by you, Fish, but that's because you got seniority. You can say that.
Yeah, yeah. I also got gout and gallstones. It's part of the deal.
They can't go strictly by seniority, man. They got to have some young blood on the job.
Well, then how are they going to decide who goes and who stays?
Don't you? They got a guy downtown who's going to be saying eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
That means I'm next. Never get laid off. It's not dangerous. And when somebody calls you in the middle of the night and says, hey, man, I'm in trouble, get over here right away, you get to say no and hang up.
You tell me you want to go through life telling people to stick their tongue out at you?
Hey, they do it anyway.
Oh, you were meant to be a cop just like me. Never mind.
No, man, people aren't meant to be anything. You are whatever you make of yourself.
Hey, no. That's where you're wrong, and I'm going to prove it to you. Now, look, I could have been anything in this world that I wanted to be, because I happen to be a very intelligent person. But what am I?
A cop.
There you are.
Well, prison detective, Sergeant Amenguala speaking.
Oh, right? Right. Okay, we'll be right down. Okay, Harris, let's roll. trouble on Wall Street and no squad cars available.
Did you say positively we'd be there?
That's my job, man, you know. I mean, you can afford to loaf on the job, but I happen to be a minority.
I should have been a doctor.
Yeah, me too. Hey, we're out of matrons. You're gonna have to hold Lizzie Borden here for a while till we get somebody to transfer downtown.
Oh, when do I get to use the phone? I have to call the barber shop.
Right now. You get one call.
You have nice hands. You shouldn't bite your nails.
Yeah, well, I didn't used to. Stay tensed up on a job like this, you know? Seems like the last couple of months...
Hello, Mr. Cavelli?
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, this is Dorothy LaMotta, Mr. Cavelli. Yeah, I'm still at the police station. I know. I'm very embarrassed about the whole thing. Well, you could be a little understanding. After all, it's the first time in my life I've ever stabbed anyone. Hello? Mr. Cavelli. I've been fired.
Oh, yeah? Well, there's a lot of that going around.
Then you a couple of men. I've lost 22 uniforms and 3 plain clothes already. Right now I've got less firepower than PS-86. How many you lost over the 2-7? Really? McCarthy? McCarthy's a captain. I didn't realize it was that bad.
Barney, Department of Personnel on line 2.
Once I gave a carpenter a manicure who only had 7 fingers.
Oh, yeah? Must have saved him a couple of bucks, huh?
No, I charged him the full price. The way I feel, I'm a person with a special ability. I have a set price. You can't go by the finger.
Fascinating.
My God, those are beautiful. Are they yours?
I'm a cop lady, not a duke.
Whose are they?
They're mine.
Would you mind if I tried one on?
Help yourself.
This is really gorgeous. Oh, I never felt anything like this.
You were born to wear mink.
Thank you. What are you going to do with them?
Well, I was going to sell them. I got nobody to give them to.
What a shame. We got lovely hands.
He should have kept them in his pockets.
Okay, over there.
Hi, dear. Okay, hold it there.
I'm a college graduate. Did I tell you that?
Yes, but that's not why we use handcuffs. Empty pockets, huh?
Virgil, can I see you in my office? Come
on. What's up?
We'll talk inside.
Hey. Anything in particular I should know about?
Yeah. That's what I want to talk to you about.
Oh. Okay.
All right, Mr. Shine, what's your, where do you live?
You mean now?
Yeah.
The Ace Hotel. That's 446 Bowery.
All right. Occupation?
I'm a stockbroker.
What's going down?
Oh, Mr. Shine here was apprehended by a patrolman. Caught him running down Wall Street with that purse there.
Yeah, it belongs to a Miss Ethel Gorman.
Where is Miss Gorman?
We don't know. I'm going to try to reach her now.
It was just being there on Wall Street without a nickel.
Mr. Shine is a stockbroker, Barney. You married Mr. Shine?
Not anymore. I tried it twice. It never worked. It was a waste of 8 months.
8 months?
8 months and out. I had it made. Big, big income. Great apartment on Central Park West. Blue Ferrari.
I should warn you, Mr. Shine, anything you say can be used against you in a court of law.
And the women. Smart, beautiful, sophisticated.
8 months and out.
Please. Could I have a cup of coffee?
Why not? You've had everything else.
Hey, Barney. Miss Gorman said she'll come down and make the identification. She also said that Mr. Shine hit her.
Is that true, Mr. Shine?
Yes, I did. It was just another way of saying, let go of the purse. What would you have done?
I would have found another way of getting the money. Don't you have any friends?
I told you, I'm a stockbroker. Or at least, I was until the SEC investigation. Ever hear of colony funding?
Colony funding?
Oh, you too?
I was killed. I had 28 shares.
I had 5,000. I lost everything.
You ever been to the Ace Hotel?
It's filthy. It's a waste of time to wash. I woke up this morning. I looked in my pockets. Empty. Nothing. Nothing in my pockets when I woke up. Not a nickel. Do you know what that feels like?
Sure.
Shine, want to step into our guest room? Waiting for Miss Gorman to get here.
At least it has a view.
Oh, wait, Shine. I was just wondering, that's the blue Ferrari you mentioned. How much does a car like that cost?
$26,000.
$26,000? Take me 10 years of working overtime every night to make $26,000.
Chano, can I see you in my office, please?
Sure, Barney. What's up?
We'll talk inside. Harris, you too. Would you?
What do you think happened?
I think I just blew the car.
8 months, enough.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Fine.
Everything's cool.
You guys know the situation. I don't like to beat around the bush.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
What's that?
Oh, just a guess.
Just got a call from downtown. Due to budgetary considerations, certain layoffs have been indicated.
You mean us?
Yeah.
The four of us?
I almost wish it was.
The three of us.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask for your guns and badges. You're officially off duty as of right now.
Hey, you guys want to hear something funny? Later.
It can't last long. This city can't survive without cops. This isn't Blue Water, Wisconsin. This is New York. We're living in a fear-ridden, crime-filled, freaked-out disaster area. So, cheer up.
Excuse me, can I have a manicure and kiss?
Sure.
Arna, are you through with that coat?
If necessary.
Women are such fools for stuff like this. Bernice would do anything for a fur coat. She could do anything.
Just isn't fair, you know?
When has it ever been fair, man? We're always the first ones to go. Puerto Ricans and blacks.
I'm not Puerto Rican or black.
You're a token layoff.
Is the watch roster for tomorrow?
You, me, and Fish?
Not exactly what you'd call a deterrent force, is it?
We can handle it, as long as there isn't too much crime.
And, fix the roster board, will you?
You mean you want me to erase their names?
Yeah.
I'd rather not, if you don't mind.
It's all right, they know about it.
Let Fish do it.
I asked you to do it.
You do it.
Come on, Nick. Don't be ridiculous. I do it, but, I got other things to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Makes it tough for you like this, huh?
Oh, I don't mind. To tell you the truth, if we had a setup like this in the barbershop, I wouldn't be here now.
Miss Gorman?
Oh, gosh.
Captain Miller?
front. This is Miss Gorman.
Oh, thank you for coming down, Miss Gorman.
That's the man that hit me.
Take it easy. Certain of that identification?
Positive. I could never forget him.
Wojo, get Shine out of the...
I gotta get some stuff from downstairs.
Yeah, me too.
Miss Gorman, is this your purse?
Yes, it is.
Go, Warren. And, it was a great key.
Barney, two guys walked into a supermarket. The clerk thinks one of them was carrying a gun.
They still there?
No, they left.
Good. We could use more stick-ups like that around here. Now, this incident occurred on Wall Street, am I correct?
In front of my office. I'm a stockbroker.
I knew it. This is a nightmare.
Take it easy.
I had just left my office when this man approached me in the street. He grabbed my purse. We struggled for it, and he hit me.
But there was no viciousness in it.
I assume you want to press charges?
I should say so.
Please, Miss Gorman, don't send me to prison.
I don't want to discuss it.
Sign right here, please.
I'm not a thief! I'm a stockbroker! Colony funding could have happened to you, Miss Gorman.
But you hit me. You hit a woman.
I don't believe in double standards, Miss Gorman. I have never looked at women as being inferior. I've always considered you equals. And the lip doesn't look that bad, does it, fellas?
My tooth is loose.
Well, teeth don't stay loose. They tighten up. A little extra brushing up and down, it'll get better. Oh, I beg of you, Miss Gorman, don't press charges.
Listen, I don't really want to get any more involved with this. Would you just give me my bag and let me get out of here?
You certain of this?
I'm positive.
Nick, give Mr. Shine his belongings and get him out of here.
Oh, thank you, Miss Gorman. I am eternally grateful. Thank you.
Yeah. Would you check the contents? Right here. Sorry.
Just a moment. There were $68 in this wallet when I left my office.
$68 in cash.
Wait a minute. That's my money.
Not anymore.
That's my $68, and I want it back.
I can't do that.
Mr. Shine, give the lady back her money.
I went through hell for this money. I told you, I never hit a woman before in my life.
You weren't married long enough.
Just out of gratitude, Miss Gorman is not pressing charges.
Haven't you people been listening? Don't you understand what it is for a man to wake up in the morning without a nickel in his pocket? It's degrading. I'm a bum. An impotent bum.
Insane. The man's insane.
Oh, lady, for God's sakes. I'm trying to get back on my feet. These few dollars, they don't mean anything to you.
But it's my money.
Well, you'll get more. What do you want me to do? Go out in the street and mug somebody else? Have a heart.
I can't take any more of this. I'm going.
I'll still need your signature on this receipt.
I've got my cards and my personal things, and he can have the money.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Try to look at this as a reward.
Mr. Shine?
You can go too, Mr. Shine.
You do see my point.
I must admit you've got me a little confused. Good day, Mr. Shine.
But I don't make the rules. I mean, without money, what are you? It's not who you are. It's what you have. You understand?
Oh, yeah, sure. See you around, Mr. Shine.
I do feel better.
Have a good day. Is there something else we can do for you, Mr. Shine?
I hate to leave without your respect.
Captain, I'm here for LaMotta. Let's go. Got a matron waiting.
Oh, all right. Do I have time to buff?
Yeah, there's a ladies' room downstairs.
That'll give you an idea what his nails look like.
Well, it was nice meeting you, Dorothy.
It was nice meeting you, Charlie. Take care of yourself.
I'll be okay. Now, you keep in touch, huh?
Well, I don't know where I'm going or how long I'll be there or where are you going?
I don't know, but it can't be for more than a couple of years. I'll meet you.
When? Where?
Well, Christmas Eve. We'll meet here every year on Christmas Eve. Captain, is that okay with you?
Yeah, sure. There's always something to happen on Christmas Eve.
Be around, Bonnie.
Don't be a stranger. Let us hear from you sometime.
You guys, give me a call if you need anything here. Would you take care? Good luck.
Got it. Barney, the guys are back at the supermarket with two other guys and they're carrying shotguns.
Fish, Shimada, let's go.
Just as older guys?
Got some weapons. I'll meet you downstairs.
Barney, four guys with shotguns. You're gonna need some help.
No, nobody available.
Hey, Barney, we could go.
No, you can't. You're officially off duty. Kogan, how many guys you got downstairs? That's all? Never mind.
Hey, Barney, why don't you make believe you forgot to tell us about it, man?
I can't do that.
Why not? Who's gonna know the difference?
I can't ask you to go. You're not even on salary. Who's gonna pay you?
I will.
You need something, Captain? Yeah. Sit here and watch the phones and keep your eye on the cage.
Barney, hey! You're not asking us to do anything.
Yeah, we just need a lift to the supermarket.
We're going shopping anyway.
Okay. But I better see you buy something. How'd it go?
Okay, we got some help from some of the other precincts.
Hey. Four guys, all with sawed-offs. They took them over to Manhattan South, and now...
Well, I'm telling you, this place is a madhouse. Captain, here's some messages for you. Look, I'm going to take him with me. We got a car available now.
Okay. Hey, you guys did good work. I appreciate it. But you lied to me.
What are you talking about? You want a tangerine?
Listen, in case I don't make it this year... Give this to Dorothy on Christmas Eve, huh? More than hanging around here, I guess. Huh?
Look at this. Just in the time we've been gone. Stick up, two muggings, breaking and entering.
Why don't we just raise a white flag over the building?
Uh-oh.
What?
Department of Personnel.
Hold it, fellas. Wait for us.
This is Captain Miller, 12th Precinct. Yeah? All right. Okay. Albany turned the mayor down. But we got a loan from Connecticut.
Connecticut?
So the department is back on full staff until the loan runs out.
That ought to last us through the end of the week.
Hey, man, look on the bright side. This could start a trend. We got 48 more states to go.
49.
No. You can't count on New York.
What about the federal government?
Whose?
Captain, I got a burglary report. Three typewriters and an ad machine.
From where?
Downstairs. While I was watching your phones.
Joe, Nick, yeah, gentlemen, your checks have arrived.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, I'm going to go out and have a great big dinner tonight and celebrate because I almost didn't get any dinner tonight.
Hey, and I'm going to cash mine quick before Connecticut changes its mind.
Hey, my check's smaller this week.
Yeah, same here.
Hey, mine too.
You guys were officially laid off for 3 hours. The city docked you.
Now, that isn't fair.
It's going to get worse. I understand there's another strike coming.
You're kidding. Who is it this time?
Con Edison.